From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. Oh!
And the Crazy Boys are back in Montreal after our visit to Maryland. I'm Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and Yoav in studio.
Good morning.
Yeah, we got a real special show for you today.
Good morning.
Yeah. So, we have a special guest, of course, today. One of our friends from Liberty Works has taken a trip to South Carolina. We have Maureen Duffy, who's going to be... Hello. Anyway, we have Maureen Duffy, who's going to be telling us all about what she's experienced
Myrtle
at
Myrtle Beach.
And
she has a group of guests that she's rounded up. various places, street corners, I don't know.
Various and sundry places.
Shanghaied them into service this morning.
Yes, we talked about Shanghai, so she Shanghaied guests down in Myrtle Beach. How'd you like to be on the radio? Maureen, welcome to Travel World. I see. I guess they're not ready quite yet. They're having a discussion among themselves. They'll be interesting to eavesdrop, you know, make comments and stuff.
Keep it on that open mic and listen to what the rumble going on and people yelling at each other. You know, hidden microphones, hidden cameras, that seems to be the rage these days. Reality programming.
Yeah. So.
I've gone crazy over it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stop watching it myself.
That program.
You become addicted.
You watch that, eh? You and your wife, that you watch that show Big Brother.
Yeah, I watch it on the net.
Who ended up getting banished, by the way?
The black guy.
Oh, he did.
The Willem? That's the guy that I wanted to stay because he was causing all these troubles and actually made the show interesting.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Because besides that, it gets really boring because everybody's just complimenting themselves.
You need that conflict. Yeah. It's interpersonal conflict.
Exactly.
And relationship building.
Exactly.
People
rumble
brings
on the
out
airplane.
The best and the worst in people when they have to live in close quarters.
Yes. Do we have Maureen yet? Maureen?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Welcome to Travel World. Actually, this is going to be fun. She's on a speakerphone. All right.
Yeah? How are Stephen and Willem?
Pardon me?
How are Stephen and Willem?
Oh, we're doing fine.
We're just fine. What was that screech? This is a good show already. Let's go.
People are screaming. They hear our names. They're running out of the room screaming. No way.
Something we're
can
at
you
with.
Hear me okay now?
We can hear you just fine. Thanks. Yes, speaking of screaming, yes. That's not the way you wanted to make her scream, Stephen.
No.
Anyway, Maureen, so how's your trip to South Carolina been so far?
Well, so far so good. Had a long drive down yesterday from Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
And very hot and humid. They're going through a little bit of a weather problem with drought and stuff. But
drought?
Well, we had a nice rain last night,
mm.
And lots of visitors here. It's a, you know, quite a community. It's my first time ever being here, and it's quite lovely.
All right. So who do you have with you as guests today?
I have Mr. Stephen Green, who
mm-hmm.
is the media director from the Chamber of Commerce here.
Uh-huh.
I have Chris Kaiser, who is the head of the Retreat Myrtle Beach resort area. And Carol
Ruddick,
uh-huh. who is also has a resort area. And they're going to tell us all about what it is like to live in Myrtle Beach and raise a family and take care of the tourists and that kind of stuff.
That sounds like
so. I'll leave it up to you guys.
Now, did you get a diver to talk today? Because we know that you're a diver.
Diver. However, the divers call me that. And I guess they just weren't interested. I don't know.
You don't necessarily think of Myrtle Beach as a diving destination because so much is said about golf in the region. There's a multitude of golf courses, and of course there's the beach. And over the past 2 years, a development of more in the way of entertainment venues.
Well, I think there are like over 100 golf courses here. But, you know, I'll let Stephen Green give you the information about all that stuff. So, you know, I'll sit back and listen to you all, okay?
Well, don't just sit back, because we're going to be asking you some questions about your impressions as a visitor. But we would like to talk to Stephen Green now. Steve, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you. How are you today?
We're doing just fine.
Wonderful. How's the temperature in Montreal?
Beautiful.
Beautiful summer day, and we had some rain
last
night. Summer?
It's like fall here.
It's getting into summer. It's getting into summer. That's why people are heading to destinations like Myrtle Beach to experience summer. And you're talking about the heat down there, but that's what summer is all about. This is your main season, is it not, the summertime? Or what
it is. Our main season runs between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Year-round, we do about 13.5 million visitors a year. And this is the time of the year we have a lot of families that come down on vacation and different groups that come down just enjoying the sun and all the wonderful outdoor activities along the Grand Strand.
You'd be trying to extend your season, though, with a number of off-season rates, to see peak season going to Labor Day, but there's some great deals and, of course, still great weather through the fall months.
Oh, absolutely, even into the winter months. You know, we relatively stay warm even in the 50s in the heart of the winter season. And obviously, our golf season is usually in the spring and fall. That's the main times. Wonderful temperatures, just beautiful courses to play, and a lot of year-round activities to enjoy.
People will turn off of the interstates if they're heading from the northeast down through the Carolinas en route to Florida and spend 3-4 days a week in the Myrtle Beach area. And you talk about wintertime, quote-unquote, but temperatures in the low 50s, high 50s, for people in the Northeast and the Midwest, this is great weather to escape the wintertime.
Absolutely, and you can't beat taking that beautiful walk on the beach with 60 miles of beautiful white sandy beaches and enjoying that 50-degree weather and above. Even in the 70s, sometimes we have those warm streaks that come in the fall and the winter, and it's just a beautiful time to come to the area.
Talk about walking on the beach. When I went to bed this morning at 1 o'clock, there were people out walking on the beach, and then at 5:30 this morning, there was another crowd walking on the beach. So it seems like it doesn't matter what time of day or night, there are always people out on the beach. It was beautiful.
Nothing beats taking a walk on a beach, breathing in the sea air, listening to the sea birds, looking for shells or little things that have come up on shore, walking in, touching the water with your feet. It's just an experience, the summertime seashore experience.
Stephen loves walking on the beach. I know we're both beach bums, so beach destinations definitely appeal to the two of us. And I'm usually the guy who just sits on the beach, grabs a book, and reads, or I go swimming. Steve's the man who walks up and down on the beach
for miles
and miles.
Oh.
How big is the beach down in Myrtle Beach? Is it miles of it, or is it, short beach? What?
It's absolutely 60 miles that runs from the
wow.
North Carolina line right around Little River all the way down to Georgetown, South Carolina. And that really makes for a wonderful experience. A lot of people may have not gone to a destination that has that length of beach and the width that we have. It really makes, even in the heart of the season when we have so many visitors that are in town, it's not like a lot of other destinations where you have to worry about kind of stepping on people. You can have your own private seclusion and still enjoy your slice of heaven on the beach.
That is always a concern, is that you'll be too crowded on the beach, but with 60 miles of beach, Myrtle Beach has that element of individuality that you can be as close to people or as far away from people as you want. At this time of year, what would be the average water temperature?
It's typically in the low 80s this time of year, with
yes.
Average air temperatures in the high to low 90s. So it makes it very comfortable. It's kind of like enjoying a nice bath, but also refreshing with the heat that you're experiencing.
Maureen, you are one lucky lady. Boy, that's a beach and a half to visit this time of year.
And even in off-season, what would the water temperature go down to?
It varies based on time of the year and the temperature, but typically, just to give you an idea, we're usually 20 degrees warmer than the New York beaches at any time of the given year. So, we know in March and February when the Canadians are down, because they're typically the ones that are in the water and enjoying it and thinking it's very warm. Now, to us Southerners, it's a little cold, but it's still very enjoyable.
We have to take a break right now, so
stay
tuned.
Listening to Travel World.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World. Travel World Radio Show.
Hey, and views to thinking teens and their families. Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern each Saturday to hear some of the brightest teenagers on radio. Call in or send us an instant message to Speak Out Live. Make your voice heard. Stay informed with Speak Out, news, discussions, and much more each Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern for the teens in your life. Tell your friends. You'll find us on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Ouch! What happened?
I just lost a filling.
Oh, you should get that looked at.
I cannot afford that.
I just had some dentist work done last week and found one medical discount program for only $8 a month.
Wow, that's a great deal.
I found ehancedbenefits.com on the net and saved 40%.
Ehancedbenefits.com? Can I call them?
I have the number right here. 1-877-EHANCED. You can pay month to month or even annually.
That's 1-877-EHANCED or www.enhancedbenefits.com.
Marion Ross with an important message about memory loss.
Playing the role of a person with Alzheimer's made me realize how little we know about memory loss. If you're having memory problems, you may be able to help us by taking part in a memory impairment investigational study, looking at ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. It may not give us all the answers, but it can give us hope.
Participants need to be between the ages of 55 and 90, have a clear memory problem, but still be able to function in daily life, and have a friend or loved one who can serve as a companion throughout the study. For more information, call 1-888-455-0655 or visit our website at www.memorystudy.org. That's 1-888-455-0655 or www.memorystudy.org.
We all have a part to play in ending memory loss.
The following is a letter to everyone who is looking for the answer to addiction from Joan P., a recovered addict.
Dear friend, addiction is one of the most miserable things that can happen to a human being. Addiction may be killing your family, friends, or even yourself. But there is an answer to addiction, and it's free, easy, and a lot of fun. We recovered from alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, food, sex, and gambling addictions. We want to give the answer to addiction to everyone, free of charge on nationwide cable television. Our TV series shows addicts how to recover and how to get going on a new way of life. To go on TV, we need your donations. We're looking for angels and everyone else who will give. Thank you for listening and giving. Joan P., a recovered addict.
Call the answer to addiction now and give. It's tax deductible. Call 800-353-4334. That's 800-353-4334.
Well, I want to hear you sing.
I want to have sex on the beach.
Yeah!
Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach.
Yeah!
I want to have sex on the beach. Come on, there's a body. Sex on the beach.
Ah, yes. All of us enjoying our slice of heaven on the beautiful beaches of South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, 60 miles of beach, wide beach.
Wide beach, long beach, time and space to relax.
I wonder how far Myrtle Beach is from Columbia, South Carolina.
I'm mesmerized.
Hello.
We're back with our guest, Stephen Green, media director for the Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce. And we were talking before the break about the water temperature and how the hardy Canadians, the hardy Northeast residents come down to beaches in the Carolinas and they say March, April. And everyone else locally says, oh, the water's so cold, we can't go in until after Memorial Day weekend. But when you've suffered through a wintertime, you come down to the warmth. And it's not the warmth of the outdoor temperature. It's the warmth of the hospitality of the people in the Carolinas. Now, Stephen, how far, let's position for our listeners, how far is Myrtle Beach in relation to Charleston or Columbia if they're doing a drive trip and wanting to include other points in South Carolina?
Absolutely. Charleston is about an hour and 45-minute drive from the Myrtle Beach area. Columbia, the center of the state capital, is between 2.5 and 3 hours. And then the main way, if you're coming down typically from the northeast in Canada to I-95, you're about an hour and a half from Florence into the Myrtle Beach area. So that kind of gives you an idea of where we're located, right on the tip of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, right on the east coast.
Okay, I got you. I think I know what you're talking about. So our listeners from Abbeville, WBZB.
No, that WBZB is Raleigh.
Raleigh?
Caller.
No. Abbeville. W-A-B-V.
W-A-B-V. If Kevin Matheny was your program director, he would be getting...
We'd be sitting there going W-A-B-V.
Yes.
W-A-B-V. Yes, that's right, because WBZB is Raleigh-Durham. Of course, from Abbeville, it would be about 4 hours. Abbeville is halfway between Columbia and Atlanta.
So that's about right. It's about four and a half hours to the Myrtle Beach area from Abbeville.
The majority of your visitors, they'd be a drive, a clientele. What is your basic range of visitors? Were they 300, 400 miles, or are they driving in? Because I remember the one time the air service is not all that, mostly out of Charlotte, the flight from Myrtle Beach. You have to connect through Charlotte. Is that right?
It's changed a lot over the years. We've always still been a primary drive market, over 80%. We still are. Those numbers are changing. We've gotten a lot of new airlines to come in the community, direct flights from New York, Boston, from Spirit Airlines. We've got Vanguard that's opened up the Midwest and West to us. AirTran has just recently come in and opened up 29 cities, including Florida and the Atlanta market, to us to air. Those hour-and-a-half direct flights in have really added to especially the golf and vacation weekend trips that come into the community. So, yeah, we're still primarily a drive market. Typically been known east of the Mississippi, but that has changed a lot. We really being more and more interest from the Midwest and even the West Coast with L.A. and some other communities out in California, really interested in the southern hospitality and all of the activities that we have to offer.
It's a great destination for companies wanting to bring people in for a variety of destinations, the growth in incentive travel, the growth in meetings and incentive travel, bringing company achievers to a destination, and if they're bringing spouse or family, it's not just golf and a one element. You've got so many other things for the rest of the family to enjoy.
Absolutely. When the meeting destination, it's wonderful being a beachfront destination. And we have 60,000 accommodation units here in the Myrtle Beach area, so you have a lot to choose from, no matter what size your group that comes in. Also, you were talking about the variety of activities that we have. Golf is, obviously, we're well known for that, but we have so many other options and things to do. I kind of like to describe it as an a la carte buffet. No matter what price range or taste that you're in, we can satiate that in the Myrtle Beach area, be it from the wonderful live entertainment theaters that we have here, the wonderful amusement parks, attractions, shopping, outlet shopping. The diversity of the area is what really makes us special in the eyes of vacationers, those who live here and those who retire here.
Nice roller coasters, perhaps?
Absolutely. We just have a brand new one called the Hurricane. It's actually a $5 million old wooden roller coaster that was brought in. It's 110 feet high at speeds of 55 miles an hour. It makes it the tallest wooden roller coaster in the state of South Carolina.
Wow. Now, let me ask you a bit about some of these beach places. We often go to a place north of Boston called Salisbury Beach, which we love because it has one of these 1950s-style carnival atmosphere to it. You go there, and it's the kind of thing you'd want to bring your family to. Because you've got all these little sidewalk boardwalk things. You've got the games. You've got the cotton candy, the junk food. Sort of an arcade kind of a thing, but also like Ferris wheels, amusement park, and you're right at the beach. That's Salisbury. In Myrtle Beach, do you have some of the same feel?
Absolutely. We have an area down near the Pavilion area down on Ocean Boulevard in Myrtle Beach, the heart of Myrtle, that has that old-timey feel to it. The Pavilion has been there 50 years, so it's been a mainstay in the community. Also have Family Kingdom and You have some open-air arcades. You have some wonderful nightclubs and things along the lines. You also, what's kind of interesting about that area is USA Today came out and labeled that area as one of the top 20 boardwalks. It's not a traditional boardwalk in the sense that you might think, but it's a wonderful area where people cruise up and down and enjoy, and it has that that 50s flavor to it. Many of you, if you listen to country music at all, supergroup Alabama got their start here, and they played in the bar down there, and they sing about it in their new CD, Shagging on the Boulevard, and just wonderful tribute to the Myrtle Beach area.
We know, of course, Shag is a South Carolina dance. Not
absolutely.
Not the version as popularized in a Canadian movie. But that's right. No, seriously. When we did a piece on South Carolina on CIQC Montreal about 3 years ago, where they actually did talk about the South Carolina Shag dance.
Right. We have Shag is extremely popular here. We host the National Shag Dance Championships every March here. We also have something called SOS that's primarily up in the North Myrtle Beach area, and that's Shaggers on the Strand. And they have fall migration and spring migration, and it's just a lot of wonderful people come in, enjoy that dance, the history of that dance, and just the beautiful aspects of the area.
Now, do you offer any type of packages? Are these prepared or sold by the Chamber of Commerce per se, or do you put together a variety of suppliers?
Well, what we are, obviously being a membership organization, we have over 2,500 members that are kind of across the gambit in their business sector. We provide a lot of vacation literature. People are more than welcome to call our 1-800 number or visit us online, and we provide a multiple pieces of vacation literature, including our main piece, which is Stay and Play Guide, which is about a 377-page guide that can tell you everything from accommodations to inns and bed and breakfast to attractions to golf, everything you're looking for as you plan your vacation destination.
What would be that telephone number and that website?
The telephone number would be 1-800-356-3016. Again, that would be 1-800-356-3016. And the website is www.myrtlebeachlive.com.
I want to ask you another question. Southwest Airlines, do they fly anywhere near your area?
Not currently. It's one of the airlines that hopefully we're potentially looking at as a new market for us, but not currently. They do not fly into our community.
That would be a great thing, of course, bringing our listeners from KXTO Reno down to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, that would make it open it up. I think the closest airport now is Raleigh, North Carolina, that Southwest serves in the Carolinas. But we have had people travel correspondents on Vanguard Airlines out of Kansas City, and they were quite impressed. Rocky Spain, their CEO, and AirTran has turned themselves around after the days of ValueJet. And from all reports, Spirit Airlines, they're doing a good job, too, with their DC-9 fleet.
Bringing the real spirit in the sky. Next week, of course, speaking of KXTO Reno, our own Maureen Duffy will be exploring.
Well, not next week.
Not next week, but she'll be there.
She'll be off. She'll be off to Reno. And,
yeah, take her 2 weeks to drive out there.
No, I think she's flying yesterday.
Are you flying then, Maureen?
Yes, I'm flying.
I see.
I have driven before, but not this time.
That's quite a long drive if you were to do that.
Now, yes, it is.
The drive down, say, from Westminster, Maryland, which is just northeast of Baltimore. Northeast is the ocean. Yes.
Ocean, yes. Thank you from the Weather Channel experts. Yes.
Northeast is Delaware and Philadelphia.
Yes. Okay. Back to everything. The drive. We enjoyed what driving when we visited down in Westminster. The drive going down to Myrtle Beach, how was it?
Fine. Once you get past the D.C. corridor, the last 5 miles of Maryland and the first 20 miles of Northern Virginia, it took me 45 minutes to get out of the last 5 miles of Maryland, and then I lost another, probably half hour, 45 minutes with Northern Virginia traffic and construction and all that sort of stuff. But once you get past that on 95, it's clear sailing. And then Chris Kaiser, who's here, he just gave me he said I unfortunately added an extra hour by coming all the way down 95 to Dillon and then cutting over, and I should have cut off at Route 9, and it would have saved me an hour, so I'm going to go home that way.
We got to take a break.
And then we'll continue with our discussion of Myrtle Beach and some of the accommodations options in the area. stay listening to Travel World across America on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Radio News. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Myers. The Israelis have given details of the concessions they're prepared to make to resolve the deadlock over the future status of Jerusalem. The Israeli Cabinet Minister Michael Melchior told the BBC that Prime Minister Ehud Barak has accepted a U.S. proposal to give the Palestinians administrative control over parts of East Jerusalem with, as he put it, some signs of sovereignty. There's been no official response from the Palestinians to the U.S. proposal, but Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has previously insisted on Palestinian sovereignty over the whole of East Jerusalem, which they want to make the capital of the state they intend to declare in September. Prime Minister Barak's election pledge was that Jerusalem would always remain the undivided capital of Israel. As speculation continues about the identity of George W. Bush's running mate ahead of Monday's expected announcement, the Republican presidential nominee says he'll pack his foreign policy team with well-known figures like George Shultz, Henry Kissinger, and Colin Powell. He told CNN's Larry King Live, "These are all people that stood by my side when I talked about nuclear security last spring." He said, "Some may be part of the administration, but all of them are my supporters and friends." Mr. Bush said he feels great about having General Colin Powell in his cabinet. He said, "This is a man who's unbelievably experienced. He loves America. He's a powerful figure in American history, and he's still a young man. There's more for him to do." Mr. Bush also said he does not believe Hillary Clinton hates Jewish people, despite a report this week that she used a slur a quarter century ago. He said, "I hope she doesn't get elected. I'm in favor of Rick Lazio, the Republican candidate, but I don't think Mrs. Clinton is anti-Semitic." Join us for the news hour at 6 p.m. Eastern today, and for more news, please visit pageonenews.com. This is Liberty Works Radio News. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Myers.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
The truth behind the income tax. Finally, a video which can explain to you the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Tired of big government draining your family's financial resources? Tired of you and your spouse having to sometimes work more than one job each just to plug that drain? The truth behind the income tax. An eye-opening video, yours for only $24 post-paid. Order now. Make check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. Learn the lawful way to keep the government's hands out of your pockets. Learn the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax, just $24 post-paid.
Me, my man's fire, me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot. Party people all around me feeling hot, hot, hot.
It's a hot day on the beach in South Carolina. We're talking about Myrtle Beach with Willem Baggis, Stephen Pickford, and Yoav in studio on the board. And we've got the lovely Bonnie. We're going to call her Bonnie Peaches.
Yeah, that's our new on-air name.
Because she's peachy every week. And I brought her peaches last week.
And
how were the peaches, Bonnie?
Sure.
See? Silence. She doesn't answer us.
And we had peach jam in our press kit from the Carroll County tourism people.
So. Yes, which was very nice, actually. Very nice of them. So we, Maureen Duffy, also from Liberty Works, took a drive down to Myrtle Beach, and actually she's learning a new route to get there. Maureen, who is next as guests from Myrtle Beach?
Well, we have Carol Ruddick, who's from the Cypress Inn in Conway.
Uh-huh.
And we also have Chris Kaiser, who's with Retreat Myrtle Beach, from North Myrtle Beach.
So you choose. Who shall we discuss, who shall we talk to next?
We have ladies before gentlemen.
Sure, yes, that sounds good. A mixture of voices.
Carol Ruddick is here from Cypress Inn.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, tell us a little bit more about your property.
Myrtle Beach primarily is for families, but for those romantics that want to get away, Conway is located just 12 miles due west of Myrtle Beach. Actually, Conway was the start of the Myrtle Beach area. Way back when the people that bought up most of the Myrtle Beach property came from Conway. And it's a quaint little historic town right on the river. We have a 12-room, AAA four-diamond bed and breakfast. We built the bed and breakfast 3 years ago. We just celebrated our three-year anniversary.
And it's
a three-story building, and we're located right on the Waccamaw River. We overlook a private marina that connects to the Waccamaw. It's a great place for couples that want to get away from some of the busyness of Myrtle Beach, but still have access to all that Myrtle Beach has to offer. So they will stay with us, and basically it's only 12 miles to the heart of Myrtle Beach, and then 20 to 25 miles either southeast or northeast to get to any one given place.
Well, that's very doable, actually, because
yeah.
When we stay in the north of Boston area, sometimes you can stay as far as 20 miles away, but it goes quickly. You know, you're on some nice roads, nice highway, lush green. That's one thing I noticed about the highways around America, which I really like. There's the lush greenery around a lot of the interstates and highways is really pretty.
And when you get off the interstates, of course, you can go through the small towns and meet the people, and there's always some unique shops and restaurants to explore. You mentioned you're overlooking a river. Now, how big is the river? Can people take boat rides or go fishing or participate in any river
activities? The Waccamaw River is a 5-million-year-old Blackwater River. The area in Conway was originally swamp with a lot of bald cypress trees. And the cypress trees release a tannin into the water that makes it that black opaqueness. It is a beautiful river. It connects to the Intercoastal. We have the Conway Marina that's within walking distance of the inn, and they have a boat called the Kingston Lady, and they do two-hour boat tours of the river. It's a narrated tour. We've also had a number of people that have come up by boat from either Charlotte, North Carolina, down the Georgetown, Charleston area. They come up the Intercoastal to the Waccamaw River, and they can rent slips at the Conway Marina and then walk to the inn and walk to restaurants. So you don't even need a car if you come up by boat. We recently had a group of jet skiers from the Atlanta area that did a 300-mile jet ski trip. They had a van that carried their luggage, but they jet skied all the way up to Conway and stayed at the inn and went to dinner and had a wonderful time, and then went back on came in on Friday, went back on Sunday.
Now, jet ski is the one mode of transportation that I actually left out of my article on Quebec City 10 years ago.
Jet skis weren't all that popular. They were just coming into their own at the time.
This was one of my first articles in the newspaper. Actually, it was 11 years ago, printed in the Montreal Downtowner, and I was discussing modes of transport from Montreal to Quebec City. And I basically listed, you know, automobile, bus, train, and Steve said, well, you left out rickshaw, canoe.
Snowshoe. There's always a way to get from point A to B. Now, in the little town of Conway, how many people live in Conway?
Right now, there's a population a little over 12,000, but as Conway annexes more of the area that is the county, it will grow, and they project that it'll probably reach 15,000 in the next year or two. So our downtown area has been part of Main Street USA for about 10 years, and they've done an absolutely wonderful job of remodeling the downtown area, taking the old aluminum siding off of the buildings and exposing this wonderful brick. And they've got some neat antique shops and an ice cream shop and restaurants and women's clothing stores. And we even have our little own TV production studio down in the Main Street. So and we have self-guided walking tours. Conway has the most magnificent live oaks in the area in a residential district, and we have a guide to Conway's live oaks where people can do a self-guided tour. So it's a pretty nice area, historic, gentle, quaint, charming, and so close to Myrtle Beach so that if you want to do other things, it's very, very convenient.
The charms of a traditional southern town.
Yes, very much so.
Now, you mentioned restaurants. What is something, if somebody comes to Conway, the whole Myrtle Beach area, that is something uniquely traditional dining from the area that they must include within their experience?
Mostly seafood. We have a lot of seafood prepared in a lot of different ways. So depending upon the restaurant you go to, there are seafood buffets, there's fine dining with seafood dishes, and oysters are very prevalent here, and then any other type of seafood that imaginable can be prepared and gotten here.
And certainly brought in fresh every day. The boats bring them in, and you can sample what the catch of the day.
Right.
That's an in-house joke. I won't get into what a catch of the day is to some people. Your bed and breakfast...
something about walking the dog.
Bed and breakfast for your morning meal, is this simply a continental breakfast buffet, or are you serving a cooked-to-order quiches and pancakes, that sort of thing?
Well, we serve a full breakfast, which includes... a special blend coffee, Tazo teas, juice, muffins and breads that are homemade, and then one entree that changes each day. Today I had an zesty artichoke quiche with rosemary potatoes. Sometimes the blueberries are in season, so I'll probably do blueberry muffins, or I may do waffles with a blueberry sauce on top tomorrow. So I try to use whatever is fresh and in season, and we also accommodate special diets. Some people are on the famous Atkins diet and can only eat protein, so we try to accommodate those diets. If someone's on a low-sugar or diabetic diet, we try to accommodate that also.
Well, that's actually kind of nice to hear that you're able to accommodate a variety of food needs, because there are certain B&Bs that we've experienced in New England that do that as well, but not every hotel is quite so flexible.
Right, right.
Flexibility is part of the key, because on-site management, on-site owners, you get that personal touch. Now, you're saying you're 12 rooms. Are they all decorated the same, or do you have theme rooms or special furnishings that make one room maybe stand out apart from the others?
We like to say that each room has its own unique personality. And because we are a new building, we don't have to stay with a certain period of furnishings. We have one room that has two twin beds. All the rest of the rooms have either a king bed or a queen bed. Those obviously are reproduction or new beds. But the other furnishings are a mix of some antiques and some not. And they're all different. Each room has a private bath, a TV, telephone, and a jacuzzi tub. Now, we have two rooms that have a two-person jacuzzi tub with a French showerhead above. And the shower is kind of like standing under a waterfall because it's gravity-fed.
Sounds very inviting. What are your rates going for this time of year and also perhaps in off-season?
Our rates range from $120 to $175 a night, and they're a little bit less in the wintertime. And all of our rooms have plush robes, and we have high Fred Camp bed linens. So it's a really a nice pampering type of atmosphere.
We have to take a break. We have to take a break right now. So hold that thought and let's roll it.
You guys are bad.
Travel World Radio Show.
Silent. The technology simply didn't exist to attach audio to a web page. Until now.
Animation.
Voice.
And information. With audio on command.
Your website comes alive.
Audio on Command offers a synergy between you and your customers, limited only by the speed of the user's computer or the efficiency of their ISP. Audio on Command doesn't take up any space on your server.
See a live demo of Audio on Command at www.audioncommand.com.
Or call 410-857-5600. 410-857-5600.
Audio on Command at the forefront of change.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew, some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Oh, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program and this station.
I think Special Olympics is wonderful.
It's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
It's just like a flower. It just made me blossom.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just try your best.
Changed my whole life, my whole attitude.
I wanted one thing, I wanted to be an athlete. The Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I just feel a little proud of myself to reach so far.
My family is big. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
30?
Hey, if I can train for 15 weeks for a marathon, I can do just about anything.
I'm happy. I'm wonderful. And I think that's great.
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone it touches. There are many children and adults with mental retardation right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition, but they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
Want to fly away to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That sounds beautiful. And we were just finishing up for the break with Carol Reddick from the Cypress Inn in Conway, South Carolina. And she was telling us that her in-season rates range from $120 to $175 a night, with reductions in the off-season after Labor Day and through the winter months. Carol, number can people call you at to get more information, perhaps get a brochure, or check you out on the web?
Well, our 800 number is 1-800-575-5307. That's 1-800-575-5307. And our website is www.acypressinn.com.
Okay, and I'll be putting that on our website as well for people to look up for a listener reference.
www.twc.ca, the Travel World website.
And we'll move on to our next guest down in Myrtle Beach, talking to us about what's going on there, Chris Kaiser from Retreat Myrtle Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Retreat Myrtle Beach is what exactly? Is it a resort association or a one particular property?
No, it's a multitude of different properties. We specialize in renting actually to the youth of America. We specialize in renting to church youth groups, high school and college all across the country. So we're one of the few companies that actually extend our hand out and welcome these young people down here to the beach. I think our beach started with everybody coming down here when they're 17, 18, 19 years old.
Right. All too often, traditional motels and hotels will say, no, you're a high school student, you're a college student, we don't want to hear from you, we're afraid of damage or noise or parties. Not that many places will extend that type of welcome.
That is correct. We do open our arms up and ask them to come down there. We do have a set of rules and regulations we ask them to go by, and a lot of them are really pretty good with it.
What type of a style of accommodations? Are you right on the beach, or is this cabin style? How are they accommodated?
We have all different styles. We have from one-bedroom condos to two-bedrooms on golf courses to three-bedroom ocean fronts to as large as 6-7. Actually, we have a 10-bedroom beach home that has 20 queens in there. Most all these properties are either on the ocean or right across the street from the ocean in the North Myrtle Beach, Ocean Drive, Cherry Grove section of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
So well located, and it doesn't sound like they're roughing it. This is not not going to summer camp. These sound like nice places to stay.
They really are. We've done a lot of work. Most all of our properties all have leather couches and ceramic tile floors, and where there's really no fabric in the homes at all. So when the young people come down or with the church youth groups, everything is kind of formed for them to where they can't really mess anything up.
Easy to clean and easy to mop up, so they can feel a little bit more at home. They aren't going to make a big mess.
That's correct. We start in March with the college students coming from around the country to, I think, most of the high school students, when they graduate from high school, they come from within a 600-mile radius. They come from all around the United States to North Myrtle Beach to vacation, celebrate the graduation of high school and also college as well. And then in the summertime, our main business is church youth groups. Right now, we have a gentleman by the name of Bill Bateman. He has the largest church in South Carolina from Spartanburg, the First Baptist Spartanburg. He brings down over 100 youth every year, and he's going to be coming in today, and look forward to having his group come down. And our main business, like I say, in the summertime is the church youth groups, and we're really excited about having those folks down as well, too.
These groups that come in, so you're marketing primarily to the leaders of the groups rather than individual students who might contact you and say, we've got a group of our friends and we want to come down to Myrtle Beach to party.
That is correct. I mean, we do have one-bedroom units that hold like two couples, even though if they're under the age of 25, we've got some nice one-bedroom condos and two-bedroom condos that, even the smallest group can come down and visit us, right on up to the large groups as well.
Per night, what are we looking at rate-wise?
You're looking at around $100 a night and up. For four people, that's fairly economical. Four people can come down here and stay as little as $150 to $200 a week for a one-week stay at the beach, and that's very economical.
Very economical. You don't get much for that type of rate. Works out to $25 per night per person. for the type of accommodations that you're describing that are conveniently located and well-maintained, good rates. Now, what number can people reach you at for more information on Retreat Myrtle Beach?
We have an 800 number. As long as also we have a website, and we're on also the Chamber of Commerce website, their Myrtle Beach Live website. Our 800 number is 1-800-645-3618. That was 1-800-645-3618, and our website is www.retreatmyrtlebeach.com, and you can actually see all the different types of homes and condos that we have with our program, and also we actually show the pictures of the outside and the insides of these properties as well. Actually, Maureen Duffy is staying in one of our units too, so she'll be a good prime candidate to let you know how economical and how nice the stay that she has after the week's over.
Enjoying your time there, Maureen.
Yeah, I'm going to be moving in this afternoon. My niece and my two grandnieces, age 2 and 3, are coming down to spend the week with me. And we've got a little cottage, I think it's called the Sea Nest. It's about a block from the beach. And my grandnieces have never been to the ocean, so it's going to be fun for them.
Always a fun experience to bring children to the beach for the first time.
Oh, yes.
And wrapping up, coming up to the top of the hour, Stephen Green was our first guest this morning, media director for the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. Any last words of welcome, Steve, to our listeners across America?
Absolutely. Just want to welcome anyone. Come down to the area, enjoy our southern hospitality, all that we have to offer, and the diversity of this wonderful jewel in the state of South Carolina. So we're excited. Obviously, we're real proud of our destination, and we think other people are also. We're the second busiest summer destination, only to Orlando, Florida, and we're the sixth best urban beach in the country, and we're just excited about all that we have to offer and our southern hospitality.
Well, it sounds like everyone's having a great time down there, Maureen Duffy, and we talked to Chris Kaiser at Retreat Myrtle Beach, Carol Reddick from Cypress Inn in Conway. The number again for Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce, 1-800-356-3016, on the web at www.myrtlebeachlive.com. Beach and dining, seafood, and the country music, the entertainment, the family-style entertainment. And remember, Myrtle Beach is not just the summertime, year-round for golf and beach walks and nature. So, South Carolina Seacoast in Myrtle Beach.
So join us again next week on Travel World.
We'll have Neil Drabkin in studio talking about his recent trip to California and also some of his favorite problems and how he's resolved them traveling the airlines. That's always in the news, air rage and problems in customer service. And Candace Centennial anchorman Vic Phillips back from Buffalo, New York and the Magicians Conference. He's going to make himself appear and disappear in studio.
Yeah.
That's next week, same time, same station for the Travel World Radio Show.
And 2 weeks from now, Mo Duffy joins us again from...
No, that's 2 weeks.
2 weeks or 3 weeks?
3 weeks. August 12th.
August. Well, Stephen knows better than I do. Let's wrap this up before I totally embarrass myself.
Figure
lose every last shred of
myself. Remember what name your name and
yes.
What station you're on. Yes.
Yes.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Joab Sorabo.
Join us again next week. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company. I still love you, Bonnie. I've seen your face a thousand times.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network, truth in broadcast.